Can I just ask a quick question? Have you got another 70-inch telly that you can give to me? We understand you dropped one in to the showground so all the kids could watch stuff.
Well, we actually got two. We've got one for the kids to watch stuff, and then we've got one showing the news constantly.
Oh, good.
There Liz, you did such an amazing job pulling together very quickly, because those TVs did come through within an hour. So thank you for doing that.
And a lot of
and
other
I believe
cool stuff
that
as well.
You went through a fast food outlet drive through to grab some brekkie for all the evacuees as well.
Oh, my goodness. No, secret to say in Kempsey.
We know everything, Liz.
They're all very proud of what you've done to help them.
Well, you know, some people did want some comfort food, so, and they wanted Macca's, so we got the Macca's.
Oh, we know all about comfort food. I think we've smashed a few burgers over the weekend. But the Kempsey Showgrounds, we popped in there yesterday to see how everything was going. We went over to, as close as we could to Willawarren. The traffic control, emergency services, I mean, it's a tough situation. Some people were trying to get stuff out, but they couldn't leave the area because they weren't allowed back in. And obviously that's done for a reason, and those people were still praising the emergency services that were there. How have you found the coordinating of the situation?
Well, I've been at the evacuation centre since early Saturday morning, and the coordination of what we're doing has been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
The speed of the community response was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the agencies, the government, all the government agencies, our council staff have been working around the clock, as have some locals, and all the government agencies and the RFS. Everybody has just got so much praise and so much gratitude. Everybody here has got a sense of community. They have all pulled together, and I couldn't be more proud of my community in this, and it's a really tough time.
All right. Well, there we go. Thank you, Liz. We appreciate your time, and all the best. We'll make sure that we keep across as best we can and continue our broadcast.
Thank you very much.
All good. That was Liz Campbell, the Kempsey Mayor there. Now, Christy, I will say this, that when we were travelling around in the Kempsey region yesterday, a lot of people felt like they were forgotten by some of the media. There was a lot of attention on the Old Bar fires, particularly yesterday, and anywhere connected to the highway.
Yeah.
And for those reasons, it's because obviously people were trying to get out and there was a lot going on there. What happened in Willawarren was devastating.
Yeah.
It was absolutely devastating. And they've done all they can to try and control that. But for people commenting and thinking that Kempsey's been forgotten, you'll never be forgotten. A lot of people, particularly outside of the Mid-North Coast, think of the Mid-North Coast as Port Macquarie and Coffs and maybe Taree. I'll tell you right now, the heart of the Mid-North Coast is in Kempsey. The heart of the Mid-North Coast is there, and they will never be forgotten. They're always a part of us. So for all those people commenting and feeling like they've been forgotten or left out, you haven't. We'll continue to broadcast along with our sister station at Triple M, and you may find over the next few days, depending on how the situation eventuates, that we simulcast again, and that'll be the way that is. Yeah. We'll pull our resources to make sure that the information gets out, and brand doesn't matter. The brand does not matter. All one big family here.